Blog Talk Radio. Unwanted life changes due to a contagious and dangerous virus. And in the United States, a lot of political unrest and the sense of uncertainty about the future. Now is the time to discover the best ways to calm your mind and relax your nervous system. Stay tuned. Welcome to my radio show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, healing through love mentor, somatic body psychotherapist, and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me book series, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and the life-transforming love lessons for your soul. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who keep on proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. Today's guest, Lindsay Talon, is a certified energy healer, geo-love practitioner, cytotechnologist, Reiki practitioner, and a licensed massage therapist certified in oncology, prenatal, and hot stone massage. From a serious car accident in 2018, in which she fractured 3 cervical vertebrae and had spinal fusion surgery, she was left with chronic pain and emotional instability. Her search for ways to heal from her broken neck led to her personal healing and to her creating and hosting the upcoming The Experience Relaxation Summit, which is interviews with leading experts, and I'm happy to say including me, in her quest to help you and others find their own path to healing. And you can click the link on this page to join the summit, and you can directly contact Lindsay at the link that is here on the page. So I'm delighted to welcome you, Lindsay Talon.
Thank you for having me.
So I was excited to speak with you before I was interviewed for your summit because it's really interesting to know the host's background and why they're doing this summit. And I could see your passion for sharing what you've learned from your own accident. And so please share with us, bring us back to first what you were doing with the work and your lifestyle before your accident, and you know what your education was and what you were doing at that time, and how the accident happened, and then what you learned and what you've been doing since then.
Okay, so before the accident, I was working as a cytotechnologist and a licensed massage therapist.
Just explain. Lindsay, let me ask you, what is a cytotechnologist for our viewers?
So as a cytotechnologist, I worked in a medical laboratory, and I was diagnosing pap smears and other tumors for precancerous and cancerous conditions. So I was working with the pathologists to diagnose cancer.
Okay, and then you started to say you're a massage therapist.
Yes, so I was also working part-time as a licensed massage therapist, and then I had the car accident, and with the spinal fusion surgery, I then was left with chronic pain and nerve damage in my left arm and hand. So I was no longer able to practice as a massage therapist. And after 3 months, I was able to go back to my job as a cytotechnologist. Yes. So
I was just going to say that's amazing that you were able to. Go on.
Yes, so I was really lucky. So I wasn't paralyzed, and my surgery went well, and I was able to recover after having a hard neck brace on for 6 weeks, and then I had a soft neck brace on for 6 weeks after that. I still wasn't able to drive for a long time, but I was able to recover and be able to take care of myself again, and I was left with a lot of different emotions and the trauma from the car accident, and also the physical pain that I still had from the recovery process of healing. So that led me to search out different techniques outside of the medical care that I was receiving to be able to help relieve that pain and to bring me back to more of a centered, calm space during my day.
And what you're revealing is that there is certainly a place for traditional medicine. When you're in an emergency, they put you back together and they enabled your body to start healing.
Yes, yes. With broken bones, definitely medical intervention is definitely necessary. And then I also had physical therapy as well after, to gain mobility and strength back.
But you're also revealing that there's a limit, that the traditional medicine works very well for the emergency and for getting you reasonably healthy, but there are still lingering factors, and that's why you went on a search for other treatments. So tell us what other kinds of treatments you found.
Yes. So I went to acupuncture after, and I really searched for things that I could do just myself on my own time. So I started a meditation practice that was pretty consistent. I started doing a lot of light yoga because before the accident, I was going to vinyasa hot yoga classes, which are very active and pretty athletic, but I wasn't able to do those anymore. So I kind of had to change different modalities that I was using previously and search for ways to use them in a way that now I was able to use without being able to move so much and with being in pain. And I also found superfoods, so I was having better nutrition to help my body heal even more with help my body heal itself even more. And energy healing is the main one that really has helped me the most over the past year with a lot of the chronic pain and nerve pain that I was having.
So explain for us what you mean by energy healing and what specific trainings have you taken in that area?
So energy healing works on the energetic body. So there's energetic pathways and energy centers called chakras. So energy healing works on clearing out energetic blockages and bringing the chakras into alignment, balancing them, stabilizing them, and opening the channel for energy to flow properly throughout your system to help your body heal itself as well. And the training that I took a level one and a level two certification. And this energy healing modality works a lot with sacred geometry and high frequency vibration to bring our body, mind, and spirit to work in an optimal capacity.
And what is it called?
So it's called So I'm a Geo Love practitioner, and it's energy healing.
But I also saw that you studied Reiki, or you received Reiki.
Yes. So when I was a licensed massage therapist, I was certified in Reiki levels 1 and 2. During that time. So I worked with a lot of clients that had fibromyalgia and the oncology massage too. So Reiki really came in a lot during that time with the energy, with that modality of energy healing.
So just explain how you work with oncology massage. What makes that different? And just explain what that is for anyone who doesn't understand.
So oncology massage is working with clients that currently have a cancer diagnosis and are undergoing surgery, chemo, and radiation. And after those medical services too, then people are still considered oncology clients because there's different precautions to take with that diagnosis and with those treatments. So it's a much lighter massage. And it works with more supporting the body during those times and really help relieving the stress and supporting the client through the treatment process.
And it's powerful. People really can benefit. And do they also start feeling emotions when they receive that oncology massage?
Sometimes it's more of that during cancer treatments, usually a lot of clients don't have a lot of, so it's really beneficial to be able to have that safe physical touch to help support the client in the process, even with just rubbing the head and the gentle massage on the back and supporting the legs and the feet. And I wasn't certified in lymphatic drainage, but there's also many licensed massage therapists that are certified in lymphatic drainage, which also really helps support during that process.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned that after your accident and with the pain that you felt, you had emotional problems or issues. So maybe explain what happened, what you felt emotionally.
Yes. So the emotional part was, I think it's part of the recovery process that you don't really know that's coming. You know that you're going to have pain from surgery, but the emotional upheaval and I think just being in pain also brings in not being able to focus on anything because you're focusing on the pain. So with the emotional part, I really got into coloring mandalas, which really helped me kind of not focus on the pain and kind of bring my emotions back to a center place and to focus on something else. And also meditation and the gentle yoga stretching that I was able to do, even just having a warm cup of tea, really kind of brought me back to a centered place, because my mind was kind of going all over the place and I wasn't able to concentrate on anything, and it was very difficult to just function in a normal way. So those self-care practices really brought me back into a more centered space.
Wow. And so what energy healing did you receive, and how did that affect your healing?
So over the past year, so I did have a few complications during my healing process of the fusion not fusing completely at first. So that left me with chronic pain, and then I also have a little bit of nerve damage in my left arm and hand. So the energy healing really helped a lot with that chronic and nerve pain. And also just helping me heal through the trauma from the accident and then the limiting beliefs that I came to have from thinking I couldn't do things anymore because of my neck and the fear of driving. So energy healing really helped me work through a lot of those limiting beliefs, programs, and traumas that I had as a result of the healing process from the accident.
And at this point, do you still have pain? I mean, what is your own personal status in terms of doing yoga or doing what you did before?
Yes, I still have pain. Actually, yesterday I was in a lot of pain. But it comes and goes, so I don't have pain as consistently anymore. I do have a little bit of nerve pain still in my left hand. Sorry, what was the rest of your question?
No, just I'm asking because before we get to talking about your summit, I think it's really valuable for people to hear where you're coming from, that you're not just doing this for money or for fame or something. You're doing it because you really had a personal experience and want to help others. So whatever you share is valuable for the people out there who are suffering with something right now.
Yes, so healing is always an ongoing process, I believe, especially physical healing after a trauma. So I still do have pain, but it's not as bad as it was, and it's not as often. So I still do all these practices every day, and some days are better than others, but I'm getting back to what I was able to eventually.
And do you find that the weather makes a difference, like the change in the barometric pressure or a storm coming or anything like that?
Yes, I used to believe that that was a myth, that that really wasn't true, that people just used to say that. But one of my doctors did tell me that with the cold and wet weather, that because of the metal in my neck, that I will have more pain, and I have experienced that. So right now it's winter in Massachusetts, so I am experiencing more pain recently than I was over the summer. Yes, that does affect my physical pain level.
And how does the energy healing help, or do you put heat on, or what do you do when you feel the pain? What helps to alleviate it?
So I do a self energy healing, and that does help some of the physical pain. I also use heat. I take Tylenol, and sometimes I take a warm Epsom salt bath. I do a little bit of self massage. It really just depends what intuitively I feel I need. And sometimes it's just laying down and relaxing or having a cup of tea. Because sometimes if I'm experiencing a lot of stress and then my muscles are tighter, then it will increase the pain that already was feeling.
So I have a question that's a strange kind of question. Is there any kind of benefit or gift that you have gained from having that accident and going through your own healing process?
Yes, I would say that I really found value in what I'm doing day to day. So before, I think I used it more just go through the motions of going to work and paying bills and doing everything I needed to do. And now I have much more awareness about how I spend my time and much more grateful for every moment and being grateful for when I feel good. And when I'm not in pain, because when you are in pain, then when you're not in pain, you're much more grateful for feeling better.
It's so valuable because you're very young. You know, people that are much older, in their 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, they feel all kinds of aches and pains. But younger people very often feel invincible. So they don't pay attention to their daily activities. And I'm sure you were like that. You were taking all your classes and doing massage and helping people. So it sounds like you've done beautifully and you keep dealing with it. But another thing about healing is that it can take a very long time to really heal, to lessen the pain and all of that.
Yes, yes, it definitely does. And I think healing is really... has brought me to more of a spiritual journey as well on my healing journey, because not only am I working to heal my physical body so I'm not in physical pain, but also doing the energy healing and all of these meditation and yoga and all these different holistic practices bring up other things that then you heal through layers as well. So any trauma or wounds or limiting beliefs have also been coming up that I've been healing as well through the layers. And it's always a continuous process. New things come up at different times, and you have good days and you have bad days, and you just appreciate all of it because it's all part of the journey.
That's beautiful. So what advice or suggestions would you have for somebody who is currently experiencing some kind of physical disability, injury, pain, or serious diagnosis?
I would say that to find support. I think right after my accident, I really didn't have a very strong support system. And I think that would have benefited me a lot more if I did have, if I did reach out to people. It's not that I didn't have that support system, but I think just being in pain and just kind of sitting on my couch and crying and taking the pain medication that I didn't feel I should reach out to people for support that emotionally I felt like I needed. So my advice would be find support groups online. There's many of them now. Listen to talks or meditations, or reach out to that friend or family member or even stranger in a Facebook group that is willing to help, because I think really having that connection, especially during times of isolation. I mean, we've all kind of been isolated recently, more now, but I've been dealing with that a little bit better, I think, over the past year, just because I was so isolated right after my accident. So I would suggest finding support and getting that support and reaching out for that support is important.
Yeah, thank you. That's really valuable. So now tell us about the Experience Relaxation Summit. What led you to decide to create this?
Yes, so after I've discovered all these tools and techniques, I found them so valuable within my own healing journey that I really just wanted to share them with other people. So I was reaching out to different experts and yourself, and being able to tap into people with expertise in these different topics, because I really discovered a lot of different techniques, but sharing the expertise from an expert's point of view, I think, is very valuable. And so I wanted to share that with as many people as I could, especially during these times where there's a lot of overwhelm and anxiety and a lot of things going on and isolation. And I think that having different tools to be able to support yourself while going through these things is really important. So that's what I want to do. Start the summit and bring all these experts together and be able to provide people with a lot of practical tools that you can actually use in day-to-day life.
Wow. Okay. And just tell us when the summit begins, how many days it will be, what the process is.
Yes, so the summit starts on January 11th, 2021, and it is 12 days, and each day one expert interview will be aired. And my favorite part of it is that each expert shares different tips and techniques and walks us through a different tip or technique or sound healing or music or meditation that we can do during the interview. So I think that's really nice, because being able to do it all together, even though we're all separated but in kind of collective energy consciousness at the same time, I think is really valuable. And you can always go back and watch the replay and do it when you're able to as well.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And what's interesting about 12 different experts giving techniques is that not every technique fits for every person. You know, we pick and choose what seems to fit our personality or our lifestyle. So you can make a choice, but you can see some of the things that are available to help.
That's why I wanted to bring them all together too, because trying to figure out what to do and what's out there, sometimes there's so much information that it's hard to sort through. So having them all in these 12 days that you can experience for yourself, being walked through the different techniques so you know how to do it, and seeing if it works for you. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, then leave it and find what does work for you.
Right. That's the bottom line for each of us, to find out what is really available and then discover, does that work for me? I find with all these different diets, something may be considered the most healthy, but if you're not able to eat that way consistently, then it doesn't really work for you. You have to find whatever works for your personality.
Yes, I definitely think that's true. And also, I think different times in your life, or if you're experiencing different things, then different things will work at different times for you as well. So what works for you one day may not work for you another day, and something else may work.
Tell us, the link is on the page for the summit, and just tell us how people can get in touch with you if they want to.
Yes, so people can get in touch with me by emailing me at indigolotushealing@gmail.com. And I'm also on Facebook at Indigo Lotus Healing and Wellness, LLC, and on Instagram at indigo.lotus.healing.
It's hard to remember all these things that we have nowadays.
Yeah.
So, Lindsay, it's such a delight to know you and to hear about your process. And I'm looking forward to watching the summit, and I hope our listeners will also. So thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on, and I hope anyone that watches the summit gets a lot of benefit out of it.
To those of you listening, I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. You can visit my website at drericagoodstone.com and apply for a private Healing Through Love session. My goal is to help people to sort through what techniques and what avenue will work for you to continue your own healing process. So I wanted to say goodbye for now and wish you the most wonderful 2021. Bye for now.